this is going to be great as well. It's the long-awaited, because there was a bit of a communication breakdown last time he came to play, the long-awaited appearance of Radioactive Man on LFM.
Wicked. Right. Go for it.
First up, appearance of Radioactive Man. Down the pub all day.
We'll be right back. Thank you. LFS crew. How are you? Yeah. Live and direct. Live and direct. Reading crew. Shout out to the LFM crew. We'll be right back.
tank beat system. Go with the flow. Go, go, go.
Feedback, right?
Down the stage,
oh yeah, that's right. That's why we're getting feedback. So, well, that was. You're listening to Ill FM, and you have been listening to Radioactive
Sick
Man.
As a parrot.
Six as a parrot. Six as a parrot, young man.
I Radioactive enjoyed man. That. I felt really, really quite relaxed doing that. And Key thanks to all the crew in the studio to make me feel that relaxed.
Oh, no
and I actually don't. It's really enjoyable because it can, you know. It's probably quite ambient after what you lot play on your crazy radio station.
Yes.
But very much enjoyed playing here, Evil Ed. And yeah. Please come and have me back again. Have me back again if
yeah,
you would.
Yeah, no, well, we will do. We will do for sure, mate. Like, you'd be fucking welcome. Well, now, that was rock and roll, man. Well, that was fucking wicked, basically. Like, cool. Lovely to
Thanks
have you around.
Us.
And glad that you could make it this time, young man.
Well, you know. Yeah, what can I say? Last time
I do. It was mainly my fault, actually.
2 hours before I was meant to play.
There you go. Exactly. It was pretty much my fault. So, wicked. Yeah. Basically, what if I can ask? What in your scheme of things with like tunes as Radioactive Man and such? You take and it sounds to me you're taking like you know. Slightly different turns with what you're doing at the moment. Like, are you trying to do? Are you doing like something So do you feel you're doing... How does this lie in... I should have actually written this down, shouldn't I, so that I could come out
don't
with a proper
really know,
question.
To be honest, but I like...
What the fuck
I'm
were you doing now?
I'm just schizophrenic, and if you don't mind me being schizophrenic...
No.
Then I think you lot are a bit schizo as well.
I think so that's true.
You know, and that's the way I think music should be, because it shouldn't, you know... Let's not get involved in any scene.
No, blatantly. No. Absolutely. But no, yeah. You're doing some wicked sort of dubby stuff at the earlier stages of that, which is fucking. That's really that had it for me. That was lovely. That was. But yeah, slightly unusual compared to like what you've done under this guise before. But yeah, anyway, like you were using a whole heap. You've been using a whole heap of proper decent equipment. Like what roughly have you been using? Like let the listeners know.
An old MPC 3000, which is a sturdy old workhorse, never crashes for those computer users, but it only loads one song at a time, really. So you have to kind of get something else on board. So I've got a couple of Korg Electribes, which is kind of pretty good for what they do, and a delay pedal, which always comes in handy when you fuck up and you need to drop and do something else.
Keep something going on in the background.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, totally.
And the chaos pad to kind of double up on that. So if you fuck up, or, you know, just piss around with it, really. And if I'm playing live, I just want to have something physical to hit, because for me, you know, I don't want to be pissing about with the mouse. I want to be having something physical to hit.
No, it's like completely... Pardon me. Sorry about that interlude there. But yeah, it's completely adverse to sort of, you know, the way I work, which is totally computer based, and like my controller is it's an old flight simulator joystick, so at least that's slightly hands on. But
serious?
It's an old Logitech joystick. Yeah, I use. It's quite good fun. But
clearly, I'm way behind the times.
Not really, though. I mean, look at you. Like, you know, you got fucking. That's proper, basically.
Really?
That is, like, comparatively, yes.
I appreciate the.
But anyway, enough of all this fellatio. You've got a new album out under the guise of Radioactive Man on your imprint, no?
Yes, on Control Tower imprint. Well, it's halfly Simon Brown's, who's on a deservedly. Well-deserved holiday around the world, because it's been working so hard. We did actually start that label together, but I've kind of been sort of carrying it on for him.
Cool.
But I'm not prepared to do it anymore. So if you're listening, Simon, you better get your ass home and take over this label, because I can't be arsed.
There you go. Keith has said it for you there and then. Sorry. Although I'm sure you're lodging it out on some sort of like lovely sort of beautiful plain in the middle of nowhere around the East End. So yeah, got any booze? Yes, there's plenty of booze in the fridge. We'll hit it up in a minute. I'm just going to talk to you a bit more. That's a bit annoying, but I'm going to talk to you a bit more. No, come on, look. This is promotional, Keith, you understand. So, right, what was I saying? that's right. Your album, what's it called?
It's called Growl.
It's called.
I better have gone into promotion mode. No, it's called Growl. It's out on Control Tower, and through Fabric, who's kind of helped us do it, because I have no idea how to do administration work for the label.
Right.
So it's been kind of cool. Oh, there's a cat.
Yeah, the cat has come to infiltrate.
So
lovely Burmese.
It's kind of out. Anyway. Yeah, it's just kind of nice to have someone else kind of deal with stuff. When 12-inch and vinyl was out, it was all very well.
Yeah.
It was all good, you know. I think everyone could deal with that. You know, when it was vinyl situation, you could like press up 1,000 and maybe sell 1,000, but you know, now I can't be asked to kind of get so involved with it. Maybe that's a bit slack of me.
Well, no,
shoot,
I wouldn't
me
say
down
that. I mean,
if
necessarily.
I'm a bit slack.
I mean, a lot of the
I've kind of been,
I would say, like with the vinyl market, that things have dropped, and you'd be lucky to sell 1,000 in a lot of cases. At least if you do, then it'll take quite a lot long time.
Carl Cox or someone like that. Sure.
Carl Cox and friends.
Sell 1,000.
Carl Cox and friends will sell 1,000. But like, yeah, I'd be lucky to sell 500 most of the time. So yeah, I mean,
you'd be lucky to get a fucking can of Stella. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Well, hold it down. We're nearly there. Right. Okay. The only. Well, really, the only. I suppose the last thing I was going to ask you was, are you playing soon? Are you playing anywhere soon? I was going to ask you something else, actually, which is what you're Radioactive Man, but you're many other things, aren't you? You're Keith Tenniswood, aren't you?
Oh, come on. No,
You do lots of other things. So, have you got any other good projects on that you'd like to big up? Like, even though you've got a Burmese cat on your back at the moment.
Scratching into my back at the moment.
Yeah, she's a bit. She's gone now.
Well, I've been playing guitar for a friend of mine, Mr. Christopher Ashley, who is signed to Sunday Best. I'm going to make this very brief.
Yeah, go on.
And we've been doing a few festivals this summer because I wanted to continue playing guitar, but at the same time, I enjoy all sorts of music. And
you play the guitar, don't you? Quite well, and you have done since you were little, I believe. So.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I've been sitting here listening to you with your violin, Evil Ed. One day, I reckon we should, like,
have a guitar and violin mashup. That could sound fucking awful, wouldn't it?
Music should come from the heart, really.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter where the fuck it comes from, does it?
No, I would say that's true. As long as soullessness is something I'm not really
soullessness can be,
it can work. Work on a dance floor.
You know, I don't know. It depends what kind of dance floor it is, isn't it?
not our kind of dance floor, says Adam. No. Absolutely, generally not.
Isn't that the beautiful thing about music, is that, you know, one person's into one thing, another person's into another, you know what I mean? If everyone's into the same shit, it would just be so boring. I think that's the most beautiful thing, especially with electronic music, is that you can hear there's certain music that made by certain people that you can just go, well, that's by them, or that's by them.
Yeah,
or,
you can pick it out.
And that's quite it's a bit boring thing, but at the same time, it's a beautiful thing because you can, people have got their own identity there.
Exactly,
If that's the only hippie thing I say tonight, then...
No, that's absolutely true. And like, if someone's got their own original, like,
I think you can do that whether it's noise core, break core, or sort of most, you know,
or pants core,
or pants core, or very like, you know, folktronica, sponica.
Folktronica.
You know, some people can just do it, can't they?
I can.
Can you, Ed?
I can try, anyway. Yeah, I have been trying for a while, really. I can't with all sorts of old bollocks, generally. But yeah, anyway...
I'm so chuffed I agreed to come and play on the radio show.
Well, wicked. I'm chuffed that you're chuffed. And like,
absolutely.
It's been a pleasure to have you here.
I didn't actually.
I had it in the back of my mind that you were just going to go, yeah, I'm up for it, and then like not appear.
Well, that's exactly what happened. But last time you said, let's just make this clear... that okay, Keith, come and play on the station at Simon Brown's leaving party, which is sometime in God knows when, January.
Yeah, well,
and then went, all right, yeah, I'm up for it on a very drunken state. And then the night of the gig, I get
off
a call.
Only 2 hours before.
Hi, Keith, are you ready to come and play? And all that. I was like, oh shit! And I looked at the fucking phone and it went Evil Ed, and I went, oh no! And it all came back to me.
Yeah.
And then realised that. It was impossible.
It was one of those things, and it was my fault. All right, let's just say it was my fault. The fact that you turned up here and done this this evening, you played for quite a long time, longer than you said you were going
to.
It was wicked. No, seriously, it was very, very good.
And are you going to help me pack up my stuff now?
I'm going to give you a hand, and we'll have a beer and what have you.
Right.
So we'll sign off now. That was me, Edit, talking to Keith Tenniswood, and it's been lovely to have him here. And I'll see you sometime in August when I've got my own show happening again, but I don't know when that is yet. So
sort your life out, LFN. Yeah.
But now I'm going to pass you back over to Adam and to Lou.
Thanks very much, Ed. Thank you very much to Radioactive Man. Top quality stuff. I always shed a tear for you listening at home and on the archives, because there's nothing like hearing music like this off the machines it's made on, and tonight is just another fine example of that fucking delicious sound. And apologies to any of our neighbours who might have... had that sort of rattling their windows. Yeah. Well, it's rattling my windows, so I might as well tune in and hear it 30 seconds later on the stream. Anyway, so I don't know if it's unfortunate or not. A number of circumstances have contributed to that I'm not going to play you any house music or speed garage or bassline or 4x4. The time will come, but unfortunately the monitors have blown and it's also now 10 to 12, so we're going to be off air in a very short period of time. So instead, reiterating to you that what an exciting thing to do with your weekend it would be if you went to the Avant Garden Festival next weekend, and this weekend if you went to check out the All Colour event, and also Jess's due at the Jam and Lou's birthday.